You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Because you're turning into Pete Evans. Sounds like it. Turning into Pete Evans.
Mate, you're just espousing bullshit all the time.
I'm not that...
That was anti-climate change, that. But shit you just came out with.
That's someone refuting...
But it's not the point. You were saying that because we can't change the views of Russia, China and India, it's no point. The whole thing is...
that China and Russia and the Middle East are not...
That's part of the push, is to try to convince them to get on board.
Accord.
But then you've got to get them on. If you just give up, then we are buggered.
It's like polluting the ocean.
Say that
shit. I am just giving you the other side of what people say. It's no good having a narrative that is...
Simpleton's view.
That's not a simpleton's view. Those figures come from the United Nations and someone has
spouted. I thought it was from Lord someone or other, he said. What? Didn't you quote somebody?
Lord Monckton.
Yeah.
He got those figures from the United Nations.
And how old is he? He's about to cark it. He doesn't care anymore.
I said it was 10 years old.
I said
that was about 10 years old. Maybe now we emit 35 billion tonnes. I don't know.
We're doing sport.
Well, I know we're on. I heard the music. Oh. But I was just... You said off air that I'm getting like Peter Evans.
You are.
What?
You don't say anything positive about vaccines. Anything.
I'm giving you...
Don's phone.
I'm giving you the other point of view, which many people in this community and overseas, they have a difference of opinion. I'm just adding a little balance to what we talk about.
You get on Facebook and Twitter, you'll find an opinion for anything.
I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not sure why you can't protest if you have. I'm talking about the nurses who, majority of them have been laid off in hospitals in America because they won't succumb to the Biden edict that you have to be.
The majority of nurses have been laid off, or the majority of nurses laid off are because of. But make sure, let's get this. There's a subtle difference here when you're using this word majority.
It's not a subtle difference, mate. Majority is a majority.
Produce anything to support it.
I do that every week, mate, but you push back on it and you become pedantic about it.
Because it was 1 in 8.
I read that out and you didn't let me... Oh, Jesus.
Can you call Don?
What?
Call Don. He's upstairs.
Just incidentally, if you're wondering why Don's not here, this is sport, and I was trying to fill in by having a chat with The Rocket about him saying I've got like Peter Evans, so we've tried to fill in as much time as we can. I have no idea where Don's gone, because we're going to interview someone at 10:30 our time here. And we're going
just
to
tell people who it is.
Well, no, they might have to just tune in to...
It's a podcast, mate. They'll see it. They'll be the name. His name will be in the title.
No, we won't say his
name.
We're speaking to
Lee Matthews.
Brutal and short-legged and squat.
Do you think he gets on with Don?
Eh?
Do you think he gets on with Don?
Well, I don't know. Oh, here he is. We can start now. So this is the sports segment. Don's finally graced us with his presence again.
You blokes were talking about a fucking subject, bullshitting.
We were filling in while we were waiting for you to come...
You were fucking waffling. You would have just...
Don't swear. We were filling in while we were waiting for you to come back here. I don't know where you went.
Get in front of
the
microphone. Get in front of the microphone, Don, you numbskull. All right. So I'm...
Don, the grand final's on the weekend.
Yeah, are we on air?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I turned it off. I turned off the preamble.
So did I, 3/4 time.
Preamble. No. Get onto the preamble.
Well, I turned it off. I couldn't be bothered with it.
I don't care about me making...
I turned... Can I say something else? When did we change the national anthem?
What do you mean? To 1 and 3?
Well, hang on. No, is there, I'm just trying to think how it went.
We Are 1 and 3 is the new lyrics. Instead of We Are Young
and... Can you start it off?
It used to be We Are Young and Free. Now it's We Are 1 and 3.
Yeah, the one came into it. Why?
We changed it to start of the year. And we all agree with it. Even you did.
You sure?
Yeah.
I agree with it. And which brings me to my point.
No, young to... We Are Young to 1.
Mm.
Dumb
cunt. Seriously, Don.
Are we free? We're in lockdown.
I'll turn it up, Don.
Are we united?
How can we do
that? Where does it say united?
Anyway. How can we do that?
How can
you possibly have a discussion when he says we are one and free? Are we free because of COVID, because we're in lockdown? You can't have a proper conversation with someone.
Come on, regroup.
We agree with one and free. We are all one. So why do they keep ramming the point home about we've had two calls to country about the Indigenous people? I think we had a tape package about Indigenous Australia. Would it be possible for the AFL to stop projecting and feeling so intimidated by what they think they've stuffed up in the past? Would it be possible to be one country without identifying the fact that it's them against us? We are one country. What do they go on with the pledge to country, the pre-package about Indigenous Australia? We are one people. If you keep dividing us and keep saying there's a difference about us, I've said this before, and you can say, oh, get off it. If you want to just make the simple statement, put on all the jumpers, say no to racism, but don't keep going on and on about it in the prelude to the grand final starting. You could not do anything more to divide this country thinking it's them against us. It is.
That's exactly right. And the ABC are promoting, and I only saw the promo, of trying to create a stop or counter racism in primary schools. Now, to me, I thought we are creating, all of this thing is creating a division. And we are creating racism. The other thing I worry about, if, you know, equal opportunity and all the rest of it, if these people get a job or a position, not on ability, but on what other things...
If any people, you mean?
Any person. Do those people ever question themselves as to why they have got the job? In other words, do they question their ability? Did I get this on ability, or did I get it on another reason?
So it's not. But
do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I think the counter argument to that is how often they've people have missed out on opportunities because of who they are.
Well, I hope that doesn't exist in Australia. You are given your ability. You know, you're judged on your ability.
Meritocracy. It's based on.
And beauty. That is the beauty of football. Is it is based on your ability to play football.
And sport. Whether or not you've been given a scholarship by a private school.
No. No. Not at all.
It's the way it's going.
Well, Bailey Fridge, for example, didn't do that. He did it the hard way and he played in a grand final on the weekend, went out through Casey Scorpions, didn't get in the under-18s and finally got a gig.
So come on, Mr. Left. Are you with me that... No, we're not into racism. God, how many? Why would it have? What do they keep pointing out at the start of the grand final? I don't watch the.
No,
football.
I said this last week. I was impressed with what Bill Maher said, and he said.
What did Bill Maher?
Bill Maher said that
who is Bill Maher?
He's a political commentator and comedian in America, right? And he was talking about the situation in America, and he said, if you want to eliminate racism, we need to get to a point where we are colorblind. And not, so I guess he didn't use these words, these are my words now. At the moment, I feel like we're very colour conscious. We might be causing as many problems as we're trying to solve. But it's tricky.
I think we're creating.
Yeah, that's what I'm at, yeah.
Completely dominated by Indigenous... apology and culture at the start of the grand final. Could we all just, if you stop talking about it, well, if you keep dividing people and saying, oh, yeah, this is a problem, there is no intrinsic problem. There is pockets of it, of course, all over the world. But to sit there and watch all the pre-package of what do they do it for? What does Shallow Hal do that for? Does he run it?
Who's Shallow Hal?
The boss.
Who's Shallow Hal?
Richard Goiter. Oh.
Gil, Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, yeah. That's just a term of endearment I give him.
Jesus, not very endearing.
Oh, well, seriously.
Have you had your coffee? Obviously, you haven't had your coffee with him yet.
That's right. That's the,
but he said you were going.
How did they break the news you missed out on the job?
What's that?
How did they break the news to you that you missed out on the job?
Well, I got a message through social media. I just got a reference on my social media page, Original Smarter Sam. It came through. It said, we regret to inform you that your application, although not received in writing, but we believe vocally or audibly or orally, has been rejected, and we have decided to appoint someone else, can't mention his name, Brad Scott, who is now the football director and manager and taken over from Stephen Hocking. Thank you very much for your interest, but we'll keep you on the back burner, and in case there is a fault with Brad, you could be the very next
person. Oh, so you would take it.
Oh, you're a sub.
You were a real chance.
Yeah, well, I've been just...
Was that just out of the two of you? So you were number two.
Well, I believe I was shortlisted, probably to coming off the bench should Brad...
Well, you were number two.
Get mad cow disease or get COVID or something.
Oh, great. And that's great. I believe. Well done.
Let's get Brad on. We should get Brad on the show.
He will not come on.
Why wouldn't he?
Do you think he'd answer the questions we'd ask?
It's easy to do it now
because he hasn't done it yet.
So he's not responsible. It's all care, no responsibility.
Ask him what his thoughts are.
Next year he won't do it.
He would not come anywhere.
I reckon he might.
You ring him.
I will.
He's a good fellow. I don't mind him.
He's a top bloke.
Tell me this is
a good footballer.
Tell me
he and his brother.
This is sport.
He should be coaching.
You've finished with the... let me do this before you go on with the football, if there's more to go on with the football.
It's a big game.
Netball Queensland.
Yes, I saw that.
Are you serious?
Yes, he is serious.
Sport.
This is sport.
The grand final was played, and you've moved to Netball Queensland.
This is more important than the grand final, this particular edict. Netball Queensland allowed a team called the Suns, an all-male netball team, to play in the women's final against Bond University Bull Sharks. They allowed an all-male team to play in a women's competition where the males obviously won the grand final.
They did win.
They won the grand final with a leg in the air. So
that's right.
And people said, the women said, what is going on? What would Netball Australia let an all-male side play in a women's...
They've got to.
Why?
Because...
Well, Australian rules football does.
No, but they've got a women's league.
That's like...
Why don't they just set up a men's league?
You can't discriminate.
Why don't they just set up a men's league?
It was only a matter of time.
No.
They can't discriminate against a women's competition being infiltrated by a men's... That's like the Western Bulldogs going down and playing the women's side for Melbourne. And that's just... you're not serious, Don. How cowardly and how ridiculous can you get? This is where this world's headed.
If the men were rejected, put their team in and were rejected...
Yep.
They could take that to equal opportunity
wherever.
What a bunch
of flogs, though.
Beg your pardon?
What a bunch of flogs who are willing to ruin a competition like that.
You get no argument from me.
Yeah,
I think it's unique for women.
Are.
I think it's fantastic.
You are arguing.
And it's a women's sport.
You said you get no argument from me. You are arguing that it's okay. It's ridiculous.
I'm not. I said it's a woman's sport, netball.
No, you just said you get no
argument.
As
soon as men get in, it's going to be ruined.
You're saying that it's all right for the men to play against the women if they want to.
That's not what you said.
No,
that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
So you're saying it's ridiculous that the men are allowed. Well, you said you get no argument from me.
That's right.
About me saying they've ruined it, they're a bunch of flogs, is what I said.
What cowardly authority like Netball Queensland would allow that to be, progress? That... They say, here's a bunch of blokes who are going to play in the final of the women's netball grand final. Oh, yeah, that'll be okay. What sort of people do that? These are nothing more than cowardly shamans. Cowardly shamans they are.
What, please explain.
A shaman?
Hmm.
It's an unsavoury...
Troglodyte?
you know, you've just got onto that word, Don.
What does troglodyte mean, Don?
Lives in a cave.
Is it? I thought they were those long chocolates that are like a triangle.
Well, like a curmudgeon.
Oh, a Toblerone,
like,
I'm thinking.
Like a curmudgeon.
No, Toblerone. What is a shaman?
It's a charlatan. A shaman is a person who is unethical and dishonest. And
we know a few of them.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, speaking of which, back to the AFL.
Yes, back there. So I just sort of bring that up before. That's,
get back. Okay, let me ask you a quick fire question to you. Night grand final.
Well, it didn't worry me. It was okay. I've always said it's all right to play a night grand final, but if you want to think about the people who want to go and have all the festivities beforehand and make a day out of it and take the kids to it, that's a different proposition.
It's not just taking the kids to it. It's getting the kids involved even in the street. This is what I talk about.
So that's
like your mate Eddie, who wouldn't have a clue. Eddie keeps pushing for the night grand final and has missed his first grand final.
The only thing the night grand final is good for is the halftime entertainment.
But it's not about the halftime entertainment.
I'm telling you, the only good thing about it is the halftime entertainment.
But see, I don't agree with that. I want some analysis. I want to understand why my team may or may not win the game. I don't want to watch some dingbat.
Hang on, whoa. Do you want to talk football or do you want to talk entertainment now?
You brought up entertainment.
I tell you what.
You said you were talking about night, day, or day grand final.
Now, what do you think about the coverage?
Coverage poor. I turned it off. Why? I'll name them. The special comments, Daisy Pierce and Luke Hodge. It is a game of one-upmanship between those two. I want to know what's going on. And if you're a special commentator, tell me what's happening from what I am not seeing on the screen. The screen can only cover a certain amount of that ground, and I want to know what's going on. I do not want them chipping in and coming over one another. I just tuned out as far as when those two.
My issue is that in the entire commentary team, only one person had played in the grand final. In the entire team, only two people had played in the top level. In the entire commentary team,
come on, who were they?
Well, BT and Hodgie, that's it.
Brian Taylor played in grand final.
No, he played the top level.
Oh, right.
But only Hodgie played in the grand final. Yeah. It just seems weird to me when they've got Lee Matthews, Wayne Carey, Jimmy Bartel. They've got all these people. So no offence to Hodgie. And I also think it was unfair that it seemed that Hodgie had to carry the can. And he's only in his second year of commentary. He should have been the number two banana. He shouldn't have been the number one banana.
Yeah, but
give him a chance.
Just let me sit down. You tell me what's happening that I can't see. I don't want it explained to me. I've got a brain. I look at the football. I can deduct what's happening.
No, but I don't need it. Daisy's great, but she's a little bit wordy. She could probably be a little bit more economical with her words.
Well,
so stick her on the boundary.
Let the commentators commentate.
The girl that's on the boundary now, Abby Holmes, is probably not, for a start, you don't wear jeans on a grand final coverage, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Hello, Pierre Cadem.
Mate, presentation. Bit of respect. It's a grand final and she's wearing jeans.
You're the man that...
She wore high
Ralph
heels.
Lauren, Ralph
she wore
Lauren.
High heels at the
okay,
start
yeah,
of the year and
there?
Got stuck in
Don,
the middle
is
of the
it,
ground.
Don, the brand with
clothing
a bloke on a horse, right? Mm. You know, like the T-shirt. What is that called?
Ralph Lauren or Ralph Lauren?
It's Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. You're going on about the name now, Lauren or Lauren.
Pronunciation, Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
It's Sophia Lauren.
Lauren.
Well, that's Sophia Lauren and Ralph Lauren.
Oh, Ralph Lauren. No one's ever called Ralph Lauren in their
righto.
Life.
So to the ladies out there that know a little bit more than any of us.
Okay,
yeah,
let's get back to the game.
Please.
I know more about
than
the many ladies
you have. Look at what you're wearing.
What? What's that got to do?
You look like you're
today.
Going yabbing.
What's that got yabbing. To do with what I'm wearing?
You don't wear that when you go
like
yabbing.
Ralph Lauren, his name is.
Lauren.
Oh, Lauren, my ass.
Anyway, let's get back to the football.
Anyway, so I reckon a great... Why they wouldn't have... They've got arguably the two greatest players who've ever played the game. They weren't on the team, right?
Okay.
We're going to speak to one of them in a minute.
Okay, righto. Well, let's get back to the game. I was going to be... critical of the losing coach, no matter who it was. I'm critical of the losing coach. Why they never stemmed the flow out of that centre square by either putting the wingman in a defensive position.
They thought they'd won it. That's why. They got their head
of
themselves in the third
quarter. Now, when Footscray got the run on, it was coming out. very easily. Melbourne got the run on, coming out very easily. Why don't they have them running in off the edge of the semicircle? I know it's a fair way out now, but they could still go in and impede, at least maybe assist, but certainly add pressure and stoppage, and the wingmen coming in a defensive way to cover the fact that the front end of the square is open and they can run in unimpeded, unafraid of somebody coming, not coming the other way.
We're about to speak to one of the people we thought should be at the grand final doing the special comments on Channel 7. But before we do, would you have liked to have heard from Simon Goodwin after the game, when people were being interviewed? Is he the winning coach?
Oh, come on.
I'm only joking, mate. Dear. I'm joking. Would you have liked that?
I turned it off, John. I watched. It didn't matter.
You were joking.
I was joking. Would you have liked to have heard from the winning coach?
I turned it off.
Say his name.
What's that?
What's his name?
Bill.
Frank Swanson.
Simon Goodwin. Frank Swanson. Rocket. Did they not interview him?
No, they forgot.
How could you do that? How could you not interview?
But what?
They did not.
Do they do the interview with coaches normally?
Always. Remember the great comment from Roosey when the Swans had broken their drought? You know, here it is for all those Sydney Swans supporters that have waited. Here it is. We were waiting for something similar for Melbourne supporters who've waited 57 years, and poor old Goody didn't get a mention. And when they announced the Norm Smith medal, he announced it. He didn't give it to... Andrew Embley came up and he announced it himself. He didn't give him the card.
That's a fuck up.
He had a shocker.
Who did?
The Lord Mayor.
And Tim
Basil.
Lane.
Basil.
And Tim
Dennis,
Lane.
Dennis Cometti's love child.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's... No, I don't know.
And Tim Lane refused to
Kerry
call
Stokes
the... refused to call the football with Eddie because he was a Collingwood supporter. Wouldn't do the Collingwood...
Tim Lane?
What are you talking about now? He was on 3LW. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that. Lee Matthews did special comments on 3AW rather than being at the game for 7. Tim Lane broadcast the game and wouldn't broadcast Collingwood games because Eddie was the president, but did it with Tony Leonard, who is a rampant? Rabid dog. He's a rabid dog, Tony Leonard, but he didn't have any
Hey, did you talk? I heard of
with him, Don, if I could finish what I'm saying. And we're finished now altogether because we're going to...
No, we're not. We've still got a few more minutes.
Hang on. Hey, you live out in East Melbourne there. Did you see a house that was decorated with Footscray memorabilia Saturday morning? It was gone either that night or the next morning.
Rocket's house.
Somebody told me about this house.
It's his house.
Bullshit.
It is. He's got
Are you serious? It was all done up.
It's him.
It's all done up on the Saturday. Rigmarole, Footscray.
I went out at three quarter time.
And they said it was gone the next day. They said
it was gone before the game finished.
They said at night. I said, oh no, it wouldn't be at night. I said, I gave you some leeway by saying
morning,
but they said night too.
The Rocket's got a $10 million property overlooking the car park at the Melbourne.
It's not a
the
car
most
park.
It's
a park.
Overlooking the park.
The most prestigious
address in Melbourne. The Rocket's got a mansion there, and he had the bunting up on the fucking
balcony. That's what they said.
And before the game was over, he'd ripped it down.
Because I was being a shithead. Because I'm in the Melbourne heartland, I was trying to be a bit of a smart ass to my friends.
Isn't that?
Wind them up. And so I didn't want to be embarrassed in the morning, so I took it down that night.
Jeez, you had devalued East Melbourne. Footscray out in East Melbourne.
And we've got a bit of an in with the man who crossed the border and... I said to my
son, this is hilarious.
I said to my son here, I said, what about the bloke who crossed the border? And he said, I know him, he's a friend. He was tweeting him about the guy, I don't know his
texting
name.
Texting him.
He said, texted him. He sent him a telegram, Don. He's Mr. Burbank. No, is that his name?
Yep.
Is he in films?
Mr. Burbank, he's a friend of the family's here, and he crossed the border illegally and went to the game and posted it on Facebook, and the coppers have arrested him. He's in jail.
Oh, that's a guy that's got could have a $50,000.
Well, he could have 12 months in the clink
and go into jail.
Yeah, but you think about it. They put what's the guy's name again from Richmond? Sydney Stack. Sydney Stack did 6 weeks in the clink last year for this. So you know this is not going to end well.
Hang on, quickly.
No, this is one thing I don't think you two understand. Hang on, just you two don't get how much people love their footy clubs because you two have been, you know, it's demystified for you two. But that's a lot of effort to go from Melbourne to to Darwin to allegedly falsifying documents and licences, then back into the ground. All this to go to be...
We must speak to our man. We can come back and do it.
Is he important?
Who is it?
I told him we would speak...
You know him well.
Told him we would speak to him at a certain time, and we, out of courtesy, we should speak to him at this time. So we're going to wrap this up, unfortunately. Because you've gone on speaking. You weren't here for the start of it.
Do you talk to him, Don?
You weren't here for the start of it. We had to fill in talking about Peter Evans.
All right, we're going. Bye.